Absolutely. And you said that like having a floor to yourself would be great, but currently you're partnering with The Bridge?
Correct. Yeah. So the Bridge is this co-working space. It's really interesting, I find, in Calgary because the co-working idea is not in and of itself new. There's lots of places out there where different where this one place is an area that multiple companies can send talent. So it's like I don't need an entire building to be rent out. I just need to rent a desk, or I'm a freelancer and I just want some place to go and sit at that's not a coffee shop for once. So I can come in and rent the desk for the day and just be here. So I am kind of like a collaborative space within a collaborative space. Calgary seemingly is getting like more and more of these every single day. There's, I think, by my last count, eight of them. Whereas Edmonton, I think, has one or two. So Calgary is this interesting place where there's enough demand for a lot of collaboration happening. And the Bridge is one of those places that is trying to pull a lot of different people together. We have here at the end of the hallway a fashion designer, for instance. I'm here with my media lab. TEDx is actually run out of here as well. There's a lot of different types of people here, which is great to be able to talk with and give ideas to and really have that kind of open communication with other people.
Now, I know having listened to your Assumptions podcast that you're not necessarily one for planning everything out
Sure.
to the T, but if somebody wanted to come in and maybe start a project in this space, what would be your tips for them to get started in this area?
So tips on how to come here specifically, or just tips of creation?
I think just if somebody has an idea that's sort of growing in their brain, but they don't know necessarily how to approach it, what should they prepare before coming into the space?
Got it. Yeah, I think having some sort of outline, whether you do the entire thing, we'll discover that when you get here, but having some sort of idea of like what I want to do. So just as an example, let's say I'm wanting to get into podcasting. I don't know exactly what that's going to sound like, but I'm really interested in gardening. Having at least like two or three things that you're really super passionate about that one topic goes a long way than being like, I'm going to sit down in front of a microphone and try and speak for 20 minutes, because that's a really daunting task when it's just like this little black thing in front of you. You kind of lose perception at that point. So having a few key things that you want to talk about with whatever topic it is that you're looking at. And then the other big thing, and this is going to sound somewhat counterintuitive, is that don't be afraid to suck for the first little bit, because the thing about any creator, whether you're a painter or a movie director or whatever it is, the thing that a lot of people need to understand is that you're going to suck the first couple times, and you have to kind of get that flushed out of your system before you're going to make your really great stuff.
Absolutely, case in point with me today. Thank you so much for taking the time today, Kyle, and sharing this space with us, letting us use the equipment, giving everybody a taste of what it sounds like to be at Media Lab, and hopefully we'll see a lot of new faces in here checking out the space for you. In the meantime, where can people find you online if they want to?
Probably the best place to find me online is either through Twitter, which is the Kyle Marshall, that's Marshall with two L's, or you can go to the Media Lab website, which is medialabyyc.com.
Excellent. Well, thanks again, Kyle.
Thanks, Fraser.